The Vermont Veterans Home in Bennington was faced with a choice this month: fix deficiencies outlined by Vermont's Division of Licensing and Protection, or lose all federal funding from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. If the funding were cut, Vermont's Finance Commissioner Jim Reardon said that the state would not be able to pick up the bill. He put it this way.
Their annual federal funding from Medicare and Medicaid is between $10 and $11 million. And we don't have $10 or $11 million available. I want to be clear on that.
The home was found to have several deficiencies, including in the management of staff and instances of a lack of quality care. If the home was found not to be in compliance under a final state inspection, roughly two-thirds of the 155 vets who live at the home, covered by Medicare and Medicaid, would have to be relocated to other facilities, a process costly in itself. And no new admissions under Medicare and Medicaid would be allowed to stay. But now, home administrator Melissa Jackson says they are working to turn things around after passing the final critical inspection.
We received our official letter this morning from Rickshaw at CMS stating that we will not be losing our funding, that we can admit patients if we would like. And we're going to do that slowly as we look at our systems. We're not going to rush to fill our empty beds.
Jackson said that currently there are 44 empty beds at the home out of the total 171 beds. Kate Duffy, Vermont Human Resources Commissioner, was brought in to address issues related to the management of staff, and the administration at the home is in the process of reviewing its operations. But Mark Mitchell, director of the Vermont State Employees Association, the union which represents the nursing staff at the home, says that the management is not the issue. It's the lack of staff.
We have been working with the staffing numbers and the list of active employees that the director of nursing uses in creating the schedule now. And based on that, there's simply not enough people, given weekends, days off, vacations, maternity leave, workers' comp leave, and those kind of situations to accommodate the number of veterans that need excellent nursing care at the vet's home.
Mitchell says if that the real problems aren't looked at, the home may risk losing its funding again.
If we don't fix this, we're going to have trouble again, and the union and our nurses and the veteran residents are committed to fixing this.
Mitchell claimed that the union has not yet met with the home's administration to discuss the problems. He said that a meeting was scheduled, but then canceled. He strongly advocated the home hire outside consultants to work on the problems. Melissa Jackson says that the home is taking the necessary steps for improvement.
We're going to continue to work with our nursing consultants that we hired through Clay & Associates out of Springfield, Massachusetts. We're going to go system by system, policy by policy, and just do a top-to-bottom facility analysis, making any necessary changes and improvements.
Jackson did commend the staff for their service and dedication to the veterans.
Every day they provide incredible care here. Their heart's in the right place and they are very dedicated. And I know that as we continue to work together, we're going to be an unstoppable force and never be in this situation again.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.